This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, today's question is about how the gospel should affect our daily conduct. When writing to the Philippian church, Paul said in chapter 1, verse 27, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." John, help us with that phrase, "worthy of the gospel." Could that mean we're supposed to be perfect, since that's what the gospel is worthy of?
No, I don't think it's talking about perfection. In the book of Philippians, that verse, chapter 1, verse 27, very, very important verse, and important to give a lot of attention to so that you understand what we're talking about. When we talk about being worthy of the gospel, we're not talking about perfection. We're talking about direction. Is it clear from the way you live your life that the gospel has made a dramatic change? I remember a German philosopher years ago who said, "Show me your redeemed life, and I might be inclined to believe in your Redeemer." Pretty fair, isn't it? You hear people all the time say, I don't buy into that Christianity. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Well, there are enough hypocrites out there to undermine the integrity of the gospel. So if you're going to say you belong to Christ and you believe the gospel and Christ has changed your life, then it ought to be manifestly obvious that what you claim is in fact a reality. The verse that comes to mind immediately is in the Sermon on the Mount where our Lord said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven."
All right. Thanks, John. And you're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Philippians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.